Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've said it again. Something is happening on the ground. It's happening everywhere. I have another video today of a Joe Biden rally. No, I didn't say that wrong. A Joe Biden rally where more people showed up on the Trump side by far than the Biden side. I've got that. By the way, did you vote yet? I can't ask you enough until it's annoying. Did you bring 10 people with you? Or we got to get everybody out. Everyone, friends, family, everyone, cousins, second cousins, third cousins you haven't seen in 20 years, get them out to vote. Got that. And we have the Bobulinski file. Did you see the interview last night with Tony Bobulinski, former Biden family business partner? We got the highlights and lowlights from that one. You're not going to want to miss today's show, folks. I also got an election update at the end. Don't let me leave the show without talking about Miami-Dade County in Florida. Yes, Miami-Dade. Miami-Dade, Democrat stronghold. Not looking good for the D's. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Ladies and gentlemen, protect your online activity from prying eyeballs today. Get a VPN. Don't wait. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Producer Joe, good to have you back. You were here yesterday, but had a technical malfunction. We could not record your voice. Now the audience can hear you and we can record you. So for the past 2 days, how are you doing?
Fine, sir. I've been doing well today, but yesterday I was almost ripping what little hair I had left out trying to fix this stuff.
Yep.
You know, so we're good.
Yep. You're great. You're
we're good.
Non-gravy sweat and Elvis hair. You're going to go... Gonna go bald. I may be bald soon, so what the heck? You can join the crew. Just
maybe
shave
I'll
the rest.
Shave my head if it happens
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, in solidarity.
Yeah. Hey, how's cool. that? Boy, I said it now.
We'll
didn't
see.
I?
I'll be wearing a hat. Yeah, I shaved my head once when I lost a bet. All right. What's that? You messing with me? Paula's like, I will not be shaving my head. I love you to death, my wonderful husband, but I will not be. Yeah, I will not be shaving. Yeah, please don't. I appreciate it. All right, folks, we got a busy show today. I'm going to start out with a video, right. but let's get to our first sponsor. Our friends at Duke Cannon. Fall's here. That means every beer lover's favorite event, Oktoberfest. Yes. And since you're probably not boarding a plane to Bavaria this year, it's a great time to start a new beer tradition with Duke Cannon's Oktober Fresh. Yes, fresh. The beer fest located entirely where? In your shower. Celebrate beer and get squeaky clean with the huge 10-ounce soaps in the Duke Cannon beer and bourbon box. What is that? What you do? You like that? You like that? So look at that. So that's a man's soap right there. This smells like victory. Scented with cedarwood, sandalwood, citrus, and oak barrel, they'll make you smell like a fresh alpine forest rather than a musty Bavarian beer garden. If foreign beers aren't your thing, pour up the decidedly domestic offerings of the Bud Box. Great American beard necessities, including Beard Balm to soften your beard, Beard Oil to nourish, and Beard Wash to rinse and repeat. We love Duke Cannon. It smells like victory and manhood. And more importantly, the lady loves it too of the household. Big thumbs up. Their American-made products, as functional as they are fun. Their beer and bourbon box is $25, including four separate big-ass bricks of soap in a sturdy box. You see that? The Bud Beer Box, $45, includes three separate products for any bearded fellow who appreciates beer. Whether you choose the Bud Box, the Beer and Bourbon Box are my favorite, both. Duke Cannon's October Fresh is the best way to bring your love of beer into the shower. Visit DukeCannon.com and use promo code Bongino10 for 10% off your next order. Free shipping with orders over $20. A selection of Duke Cannon's products are also available at your local Target. DukeCannon.com, promo code Bongino10. All right, Joe, let's go.
Yes, sir.
Again, one quick annoying reminder, but I don't care about annoying. I want to win. Please, if you have not yet voted and early voting has started, get out. Please vote now. Please don't wait until Election Day. I know it's a tradition in many households. This is not the time for tradition. We're in the middle of a plague. It's time to win. Get out and vote now while the lines are still manageable. Please go today and bring 10 people with you. Friends, cousins, second cousins, third cousins of friends who have second cousins, anyone and everyone. Everyone you run into in the street, ask them, did they vote? You want to bring out registration, voter registration ballots and put them out? You can't tell people how to register, of course, but you can get people registered. You want to go to a local firearm show and get people registered? Get people registered, get it done. Help people get a mail-in ballot, whatever you need to do. All right, there's our PSA for the day. We're going to be doing it every day until Election Day because it's time to win. Win, win, win. That's it. Even Lucy perked up. Poor Lucy was super strong. Huh? Even Lucy wants to win. I'm feeling good. I got to tell you, folks, listen, behind the scenes moment, I wasn't crazy about yesterday's show. I had a big vision for it, but not having Joe there, I kind of like, I don't know. I wasn't crazy about it. Huh. It did well, but today I'm back. We are back. My I am stoked about today's show. Let's get to it. Video number one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening on audio, don't worry. I'll talk you through it. For our video consumers at Rumble, rumble.com/Bongino, I want you to watch this. This is a video from a Fox News reporter who was out in Pennsylvania on the stump and was with the going to a Biden rally. Again, this is a Biden rally. Biden. This is not a Dan Bongino foot and mouth moment. It is a Biden rally. What are you noticing about all the horn honking and all of the signs out there? There are no Biden signs. There are no, listen to me. Look at this video, rumble.com/Bongino. They are driving past in a bus and there's all these cars and horn honking. And there, oh, there it is. Finally, a Biden sign appears. There it is. We got a Biden sign. There's an actual Biden sign sighting at a Biden rally. Folks, there's approximately 70% Trump signs at a Biden rally. Biden can't turn out anyone but his own staff at a Biden rally. Trump supporters are going to Trump rallies and Biden rallies. I'm telling you, something is happening. The end of the show, Paula, don't let me stop without Miami-Dade. I'm going to show you, I got to get into this Tony Bobulinski stuff. But I want to get you excited because excitement matters. And I don't want anybody to listen to these polls. I saw one today. Trump's down 17 points in Wisconsin. If that happens, I'll be stunned. If it does, it does. We'll talk about it afterwards. I would be stunned. There is something happening. Paula was kind enough to pull a few photos, too. Here's another Biden rally. They put the little circles on the ground, you know, the social distancing circles, which if you watch the video before, everybody's talking with each other and then they go to the circles. Look at this. Look at this. What are there, 20 people at this rally? Huh. My God, what this looks like, a crop circle from the Mel Gibson movie Signs or something like that. It's like aliens came down and dropped circles on the ground. There's nobody there.
Whack-a-mole.
There's nobody there. Now, show us the Trump rally picture. Biden, I haven't seen these. Paula said she'd do it. I left it up to her description. There's a Trump rally. There's more people on the line for the bathroom in the back at the hangar than there were at the Biden rally. There's more sound engineers at the Trump rally. Something is happening. Yeah. Don't ignore it. Get out and vote. All right, moving on. We'll get to that other story about Miami-Dade. Because I'm telling you, when I saw this, I can't believe it. Miami-Dade, where Hillary Clinton won by 300,000 votes in South Florida. Moving on to the Bobulinski file. I love this guy's last name, Bobulinski. It's a great name. But a name like Bongino, you know, everybody call me a Bongino, Bon Jovi, Beningo, Bongingo, everything. I love Bobulinski. This guy's the greatest. So Lieutenant Bobulinski goes on the Tucker Carlson show last night. A little bit of quick background for those of you who are in the dark on this because you watch the mainstream media that's been hiding this story for the last 2 weeks. Lieutenant Tony Bobulinski was a business partner of the Biden family. The Biden family was seeking a deal with a Chinese business called CFC. Everybody tracking? The business CFC in China was a known business connected to, according to multiple reports, Chinese intelligence and the Chinese military. You mean like enemies of the United States, the Chinese military, nuclear power, threatening Taiwan, Hong Kong? Yeah, the same guys. Yeah, same guys. So when Joe Biden was vice president, his son was seeking a deal with the Chinese communists, and they sought the input of Tony Bobulinski, who is a well-respected businessman, on the contours of the deal. If this is already piquing your interest and antenna, like, wait, Vice President Biden at the time, his son was seeking a deal with the Chinese communists for millions of dollars?
Oh.
And a company connected to the intel and military officials? Didn't Joe Biden say he had no discussions whatsoever with his son about his business dealings with the communist Chinese? He did say that, right? Yeah, we'll play that video in a second. But is that true? Because Bobulinski said last night on the Tucker Show that despite Joe Biden's loud protestations that he had nothing to do with any of these business deals while he was vice president, Bobulinski was actually there and met with Joe Biden at the Chateau Marmont about the deal with China. Weird. Check this video out.
You said that they wanted you to meet Joe Biden as a way to induce you to to participate in this deal. You were the actual business guy here who had management experience, deal experience. But it also sounds like Joe Biden was vetting you to some extent.
Yes, of course. Like, I didn't request to meet with Joe. They requested that I meet with Joe. And, you know, he's putting his, and Hunter says this in writing, it was referenced multiple times, they were putting their entire family legacy on the line. They knew exactly what they were doing. They were dealing with a Chinese-owned, you know, enterprise run by Chairman Yi, CFC, that had strong financial support and political support from the Chinese Communist Party. That's how it was presented to me. That's not my own words. That's how they presented it to me and read me in on it. And
they being Gillier and Hunter
they
Biden.
They being Hunter Biden, who was very proud of that and taking credit for it when I sat with him for 2 hours on the patio of the Chateau Marmont in L.A.
Proud that they were doing a deal with the Chinese Communist Party?
Well, proud that they were, that he had the relationship with Chairman Yi, who was running CFC, and the ability for them to get deals done around the world and stuff like that.
Hmm. I thought Joe Biden didn't know anything about it. I thought we weren't doing business deals with the communist Chinese. Now, clearly there's video of that meeting, right, at the Chateau Marmont. There's video of that meeting with Hunter Biden where they're laying out the contours of a deal with the Chinese Communist Party. Remember when the PP document came out, the PP hoax? And it was alleged that the PP incident with Trump happened in a hotel in Moscow. And reporters from these big media outlets, New York Times and Washington Post, sent reporters over to the hotel where it allegedly happened to try to get video of the end. Nobody could find anything because, of course, the story was made up. Are they going to send people out to the Chateau Marmont to get video of this Hunter Biden? I'm just checking. You will, right? Because reportering, journalisming to the New York Times and the Washington Post, you're going to do that, right? Joe, of course, they're going to do that, right, Joe?
Well, I would hope so.
Journalisming.
Yeah.
Of course. Now, listen, I'm a small operation here, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm seriously thinking about flying one of my guys out there and asking the Chateau Marmont, do you guys have video of that?
Yeah.
Of course the New York Times will do that because they want to get to the bottom of this. If Tony Bobulinski is telling the truth, or if Tony Bobulinski is in fact a Russian asset, which is a disgraceful assertion for a patriot who has served this country, a lieutenant in our military. By the way, in case you think Joe Biden didn't go because you watch the mainstream media and you don't know anything because they don't tell you anything and you're walking around blind with your dunce cap on, in case you don't think Joe Biden has already denied any knowledge whatsoever of this, here is Joe Biden with Peter Doocy about a year ago, Peter Doocy from Fox News, saying, hey, I didn't have anything to do with this this business dealing with Hunter. As a matter of fact, you better start asking the right questions. It's hilarious. Check this out.
Here's what I know. I know Trump deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president. You should be asking him the question, why is he on the phone with a foreign leader, trying to intimidate a foreign leader, if that's what happened. That appears what happened. You should be looking at Trump. Trump's doing this because he knows I'll beat him like a drum. And he's using the abuse of power and every element of the presidency to try to do something to smear me. Everybody looked at this and everybody's looked at it and said there's nothing there. Ask the right question.
There's nothing there. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody's looked at it. The New York Times looked at it, apparently. The Washington Post, everybody's gone to the hotels, seen if anything's made. They've already done that, right? Mm. Of course. No, that's not true. Joe Biden's just making it up. And he does what he always does. He flips it around to make it about Trump. Well, how involved exactly was Joe Biden? Because you may be saying to yourself, I don't know, Dan, I'm still a little... still a little curious about how deep Joe Biden was involved in this. Well, don't listen to me. It's just my opinion. I wasn't in on the deal. Listen to a voicemail, hat tip to the National Pulse, Raheem Kassam's site. This is a recording, I should say, of Hunter Biden, excuse me, to be precise, precision matters. It's a recording of Hunter Biden himself talking about how his dad is involved with one of his business partners, keeps calling his business partner, sending calls his business partner's way in the deal, this guy named Eric. He also talks about it. Quote, so pay attention to a couple quotes here. How Hunter Biden says he's doing business repping this Chinese spy chief What? He, listen to his words. These aren't my words, because I know the New York Times is going to have trouble with all this. He is representing the Chinese. Oh my gosh, was that a Freudian slip? The Chinese spy chief, Hunter Biden, the son of the vice president, representing him. And how dad keeps sending the calls to Eric, his business partner. But don't worry, Joe Biden wasn't involved at all. Remember, he just told Peter Ducey, ask the right questions. Are these not the right questions? Here you go. Voice recording Hunter Biden himself talking about representing the Chinese spy chief.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling. But my old partner, Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending the calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ko, the spy chief of China, who started the company that my partner, who was worth $323 billion, found it. It is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the largest LNG port in the world. And I am receiving calls from the Southern District of New York, from the U.S. attorney himself. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me. In a criminal case, and my father, without telling me.
Again, hat tip National Pulse on that. So now we know in Hunter Biden's own words in a recording, I'm going to be very specific, in a recording of his voice, it's not been disputed by anyone, that he says in his words, he's repping the spy chief, Patrick Ho, who wasn't exactly the spy chief, but had some very suspicious connections, that his dad is involved and is sending calls to his business partner, and that there's a criminal investigation in the Southern District of New York that he's been contacted about. But don't worry, let's elect his dad president, who's involved in it, sending the calls to his business partner. Nothing to see here, folks. Don't you? The verdict is in. Joe Biden's completely innocent. Let's elect him president. Does his price go up? Does his price go up, Joe Biden, when he's president? When he's vice president, he get like what, a 10% vig or something? Does he get like a 20? Is it like inflation? Hey, guys, I've been promoted. I'm vice president. I was vice president. Now I'm president. I was 10. Now it's definitely 25% of the deal. Does his price, I'm just checking. Does his price, what's the inflation rate on that? Promotions and all, is there like a grade like the GS level? You know, when you're in a government, you're a GS9, GS11, GS13. Are there grades for Chinese payoffs? Like, vice president level, you get 10%. President level, you get 25%. I'm just checking. Is there a chart somewhere we can have published? I'm just wondering what Joe Biden's price is going to be if, God forbid, he's elected president. You have any ideas, Joe? 25%, maybe 30?
That's beyond my purview.
Maybe higher?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never taken a bribe, so I don't know either. Yeah. Me and Joe are both like, huh? I don't know. I'm not sure. I've never taken a vig on a Chinese deal with Chinese communists. I never did that. I don't know how that works. The only vig I ever put is one time when I was a kid, I filled out one of those. You ever do football tickets in New York? You'd pay $5 and you'd choose all the 16 games. You have to pay a vig for that. That's the only vig. I've never done one with the Chinese intelligence community. What are we missing? It sounds like there's tons of dough in this. Oh my gosh.
Jeez, dude.
Now you may be saying to yourself, Joe Biden's denied this, despite the fact we've heard it in Hunter Biden's voice and one of Hunter Biden's former business partners in Bob Alinsky. Joe Biden's denied this. We have to believe him because he's Joe Biden, you know, and he's a Democrat. I mean, they always tell the truth. So Tucker Carlson just straight out asks Lieutenant Bob Alinsky yesterday, hey, Joe Biden's basically said he didn't know anything about this. He had nothing to do with these business deals that his son is talking about him being involved in the business deals in. How do you feel about that? Bob Alinsky's pretty straightforward. Keep in mind, by the way, Bob Alinsky is not a partisan. Has actually donated in the past to who? George W. But no, Democrats. Yeah, that's right. Listen to this.
This is a company with direct connections to the communist government of China. So the former vice president has said he had no knowledge whatsoever of his son's business dealings and was not involved in them at all. but this sounds like direct involvement in them.
Yeah, that's a blatant lie. When he states that, that is a blatant lie. Obviously, the world's aware that I attended the debate last Thursday. And in that debate, he made a specific statement around questions around this from the president. And I'll be honest with you, I almost stood up and screamed liar and walked out because I was shocked that after 4 days or 5 days that they prepped for this, that the Biden family is taking that position to the world. And once again, I'm irrelevant in this discussion. I just was brought in to run this company and have been exposed to all of this fact. And I believe the American people should see this fact. I would have much preferred the Biden family go on record and define these facts for the American people and the globe versus me sitting here having a discussion with you on it.
So Joe Biden has not denied meeting with you in Los Angeles, correct?
It's a blatant lie. Bobulinski's words. Not me. So just to be clear for the media folks listening who are having a tough time with this, he has texts, no one is disputed, from the Biden family business partners. He has emails from Chinese associates of this intelligence-connected company, CFC. He gives specific locations. He met with Hunter and Joe Biden, gives specific times and dates. And no one has yet denied this. And the media is not interested. You still think this is fresh disinformation. Your pathetic excuses for journalists. Please resign. Resign today. Save yourself the future embarrassment as history looks back on you and says, what the hell were you doing in these newsrooms as this story broke? You were playing Jenga or something is what you were doing. I don't see nothing. No integrity at all. Total losers. All right, let me get to my second sponsor here. And I got more on this. I got two more questions for you with this Biden crime family deal. How much money was involved? And then the question we're all asking. How the hell did the Biden family think they were going to get away with this? Oh, Bobulinski's got an answer for that one, too. All right, today's show brought to you by our friends at LifeLock. Ladies and gentlemen, identity theft is a very serious thing. Happened to me and my family, and it was awful. Spent a year of my life cleaning up the mess. It was a total disaster. True story. And October is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. It's a collaborative effort to make sure every American has what they need to stay safe and secure online. Individuals and organizations are being reminded, if you connect it, protect it. We're all encouraged to take proactive steps to enhance cybersecurity and protect our part of cyberspace. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day we put information at risk on the internet. You do. You could miss certain identity threats by only monitoring your credit. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale in the dark web. If you become a victim of identity theft like I was, LifeLock can help and restore your identity easier than what you can do on your own. If they detect your information has been potentially compromised, they'll send you an alert. I get texts on my phone. It's terrific. Luckily, it hasn't been stolen again since I've had LifeLock, which is great. I've got it for my family, too, my wife and kids. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock can see threats you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com/Bongino. That's LifeLock.com/Bongino today. Get 25% off LifeLock.com/Bongino. All right, thanks, LifeLock. We appreciate you being a sponsor of the show today. So some other questions, big questions that the media won't ask, but don't worry, we will. We'll ask for you because we are taking over the media space because people come here for facts. Joe Biden manages to clear his name one day and prove that all this stuff is fake, we'll be the first to broadcast it. He's done none of that. He hasn't denied any of this. So how much money was involved here with the Biden crime family? How much? Kind of a big question, no? We talking $10, $20, $100, $1,000, $1 million? More than $1 million? It's a lot of money, right? For a public servant like Joe Biden. Servant, air quotes. How much money was involved? So Tony Bobulinski was asked that question by Tucker Carlson last night. You know, what kind of a deal with the Chinese were they talking about? And what's really interesting here is Bobulinski mentions that we're talking about millions, millions. This isn't one of those Austin Power, millions of dollars to the Biden family. The Biden family. I keep saying the Biden family, and I've said it twice, three times now, the Biden family, because Tony's very specific about what the Chinese think they're buying. Check this out.
I'm insignificant and irrelevant in this discussion. To them, it was always the Biden family. It wasn't Hunter Biden. It wasn't Jim Biden. It was the Biden family, who's obviously led and operated by Joe Biden. And in a document that you guys have, and I think it's been provided to, you know, to the world, the Chinese reference that because of their trust in the Biden family, that Chairman Yi and Director Zhang are excited about moving forward in this. And in that document, they reference loaning $5 million to the BD family.
Right.
The BD family is the Biden family. And notice they didn't say we're loaning that money to Oneida Holdings, or we're loaning that money to Tony Bobulinski, or we're loaning that money to James Gillier or Rob Walker. They, once again, not a document generated by me, a document generated by CFC, that they're loaning that money to the Biden family.
You know, Paul and I last night, a little behind the scenes, where we were sitting on a couch watching this. We had a bit of a rough day yesterday and some doctor stuff and all. I'm tired of getting like poked and veined. I can't give any more blood. No more blood. Feel like Nosferatu is living in my house. Like being drained. I'm turning white as a ghost. I only have a pint left. There's no more to give. So it was a rough day. And we're sitting there on the couch watching Tucker. And she's looking at me, who, again, my wife knows politics. She's involved in the show every day. But she's not like me. I'm like obsessed with it. It's my job. And she looks at me. She's like, I got it. Oh, hold on. Can I show you this? Let me show you. This is a text from my mother-in-law. No, not a joke. Not a joke. Miriam Marshall, my mother-in-law. Her English is really good, but her Spanish is her first language. But this is her actual text. Reading this on the air. Not kidding. Danny. I'm watching is unbelievable. Worse than Colombia. Terrible. So bad for the country. My wife and my mother-in-law grew up in Colombia. Not South Carolina, Colombia. C-O-L-O, Colombia. You know, Pablo Escobar's Colombia? My mother-in-law literally texted me, Donnie, worse than Colombia. Nobody cares. We're about to potentially elect a guy, Joe Biden, who a business partner who has absolutely unimpeachable credibility just said the Chinese Communist Party wanted to pay off with $5 million. And nobody cares. Nobody cares. And not only do they care, they're impugning the integrity of the business partner. That's not defamation. This guy should sue everyone. Everyone. That's probably my mother. You hear that text me? That's probably my mother-in-law text me. It's not a live stream, but she's probably like reading my mind right now. Now, you may be saying to yourself a follow-up question, which I know I'm saying. I know Joe's saying. I know Paula asked last night, right before this came up. How in the hell did the Biden family think they were going to get away with this? Taking or suggesting millions of dollars in payoffs from China. And we know taking money from other overseas entities, including enemies of the United States. The former mayor of Moscow's wife, who's a Putin ally, who, according to the Senate report, paid $3.5 million to a member of the Biden family. How'd they think they were going to get away with this? Well, Tony Bobulinski asked a member of the Biden family this exact question. And you know what it made me think of right away? For you movie buffs out there, you know I always get cultural references wrong. It's not intentional. I just don't watch a lot of movies anymore. Well, I did watch a good one recently, Silence. Very good. Highly recommended if you're a man of faith. Poses some very interesting questions. Very interesting questions. I hear the book was a little better. But that's a whole other story. It made me think of that movie. Was it Clear and Present Danger? One of the Harrison Ford movies where he plays Jack Ryan. Remember the one with the narco trafficking? I think that was Clear and Present Danger. Or was it? Yeah. Patriot Games was the other one. And he asked the president, Harrison Ford, the CIA guy playing Jack Ryan, confronts the president in the movie. And he's talking to the chief of staff at one point about how they could do this whole thing about taking out this drug cartel without letting the American people know. And he's plausible deniability, Jack. Plausible deniability. You know, the guy with the glasses who looks super annoying. Apparently, Jim Biden must have watched Clear and Present Day. Jim, Joe's brother. Because Bob Alinsky asked the Biden family, you guys, how did you think you were going to get away with $1 million payoffs from Chinese communists? And he said, just like the guy with the glasses in Clear and Present Day, plausible deniability. Check this out.
I'm thinking about the Biden family. Like, how are they doing this? I know Joe decided not to run in 2016, but what if he ran in the future? Aren't they taking political risk or headline risk? And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? Like, aren't you concerned? And he sort of, he looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
This is not a movie. There's no Jack Ryan here, folks. Maybe a Ryan Jack. Former porn star or something, but there ain't no Jack Ryan, I can tell you that. I don't know any Ryan Jacks, by the way, so don't send me a bunch of pictures. I'm just saying, if you were going to be a porn star, Ryan Jack would probably be your name. Plausible deniability? This guy's watching too many movies. You took millions of dollars in payoffs from overseas. They're talking about a $5 million payoff to the Biden family from Chinese communists. It's just elect them president. We can plausibly deny it. Why? Why can they do that, Joe? Because nobody's going to follow up in the media. Joe Biden's going to be like, we haven't done this in a while, Joe. One of my favorite shows growing up, don't laugh. I was a very wild kid. That'll come out later on the autobiography. A very wild kid. My favorite show was Beavis and Butthead. I loved that show. And remember when Mr. Anderson used to catch them in the middle of doing something, burning his house down, whatever, he'd be like, that was other kids. This is the other kids' excuse. Hey, you guys took $5 million and $3.5 million from Russia, and it was a payment from China. This is the media's question. And Biden goes, that was other kids. And the media goes, it was other kids. Makes perfect sense. Thank you. You answered our question. Moving on. That's old news. Old news. Republicans pounce. Republicans pounce. That'll be the story. Old news. Oh, there was other kids. He should even do the laugh. The Beavis laugh. He should do it. It was other kids. And the media is Mr. Anderson. Oh, Biden said it was other kids. Let's move on. Headline, New York Times. Biden says other kids. Next day, old news. Republicans pounce. All right, let me get to my last video from this because we got a lot more to get to. Shockingly, this is just the beginning. Did they know they were in trouble? The final question. So we have how involved was Joe? How much money was involved? We answered those two. Third question, how did they think they were going to get away with it? We know that. Final question, did they realize they were in trouble? So Tucker asks Lieutenant Bob Alinsky that, and one of their partners in this deal was a guy by the name of Rob Walker. That's one of the Biden family contacts Bob Alinsky was dealing with. So Bob Alinsky's on a phone call. This is a recording of that phone call. You're going to hear at the end of this segment where Rob Walker is very clear that he knows how much trouble the Biden family's in if Bob Alinsky goes public. You'll hear the voicemail at the end, but check this cut out.
We don't want, you know, press trucks out in front of our house. I'm going to have to move. I could lose my job. All that, I'm not trying to cause any harm to anyone in this situation,
right,
let alone Rob Walker and his family, James Gillier and his family. But basically, Rob's position was, if you go on record with all these facts, you'll bury all of us.
If he doesn't come out on record, I am providing the facts.
Tony, you're just going to just bury all of us, man.
Is that, can anybody in the Biden family come out and attest to that, that Rob Walker, that's made up? It's a Adobe audition spoof. It's a fake audio. Is someone going to say that? Is someone going to, anyone? Is anyone in the media going to ask about this recording of a phone call between a Biden family associate and Bob Alinsky where he's talking about, you're going to bury us all, man? Man, you're going to bury us all, man. Man, you're going to bury us all, man. Anyone going to? Are we going with the other kids' excuse? Is that what's happening? You're going to bury us all? Why? Barry, how? If this is all legit on the up and up and Joe Biden had nothing to do with it, despite the fact that Bob Alinsky met with Joe Biden, then why is Rob Walker worried about you're going to bury us all, man? I promise you, I've never had that conversation with Joe about the payoffs we took from China because we don't take payoffs from China.
No.
Joe, don't tell anyone. You're going to bury us all, man. Joe has no recordings of me telling him, Joe, you're going to bury us all, because there's nothing to bury us with.
Yep.
Anyone going to ask that? Get a confirmation from Joe that there are no, in fact, recordings of me telling Joe, you're going to bury us all, man. Joe, you're Adobe audition crap there. You're going to bury us all, man. Bury us all. Did you take a payoff from the Chinese to crap out your audio file and sabotage? You're going to bury us all, man.
Oh, no.
Caught. Guy, poor guy's busted. You're fired. The apprentice style. How are you going to bury us all? There's nothing to bury you with. No curiosity from the media at all. What a disgrace. How do these people get up and look at themselves in the mirror? You are such a colossal, catastrophic, disgusting embarrassment to humankind. Again, I will say over and over, I will defend to the death your big R right to report. But you've done none of that. I will. That media press, free press, is one of the key tenets of a free society. But it also gives you the right to be stupid, ignorant losers. And unfortunately, you've taken advantage of that. And there's nothing we can do about it but just call out the truth. Because unlike the tyrannical book-burning left in the media that's tripled down on getting me squashed from Facebook and elsewhere, I don't care what you write. You know what I do? I go on the air and speak the truth. And that's why my show is the number two show in the country. And my Facebook page is number one on any given day because people want the truth. I'm not calling for the New York Times or the Washington Post to be pulled off the air or pulled off the internet. I just expose you for the liars you are every day. All right, let me get to my third sponsor. And then I want to get to some more news going on, including Philly and an election update we have to get to. Because again, this Miami-Dade thing is really, I'm almost like I had to check twice on Parler and Twitter to make sure it was legitimate. My Patriot Supply, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for what's coming next? Listen. Unfortunately, you're seeing it again in Philly last night. The social unrest is getting out of control in these places. And ladies and gentlemen, you have to ensure your food supply. Why you wouldn't is really puzzling. You ensure everything in your life that matters. Everything, don't you? You ensure your health. You ensure your home. You ensure your car. You ensure your teeth. People have dental insurance. How do you not have a food insurance plan? What would you do if the grocery shelves were empty? You're going to rely on the government? Huge, huge mistake. I buy this stuff myself. We can get freebies. They're a sponsor. We don't. It drives Paula nuts because we have so much of it now. It's in every closet in my house because I'm not going to wake up one day and be like, hey, man, we're out of food. What happened? Not my bag of donuts. Pun intended. We're going to have a bag of donuts. Order your 4-week emergency food supply today from My Patriot Supply. Don't wait. Don't be depending on the government to bail you out. Don't be unprepared. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage. 25 years. Shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. They're not waiting. There's still time for you to do the same. Please don't wait. Go to my friends at MyPatriotSupply.com today, the original Patriot Preparedness Company, MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today. Don't wait. All right. So unfortunately, tragically, we've had a shooting that resulted in a death in the Philadelphia area of a black man. You know, listen, ladies and gentlemen, there's no good side to this story. There's none. Death is death. And it's tragic. I don't know any police officer, law enforcement officer I've ever met in my life that goes to work, thinking about how they get involved in a police shooting that day. I don't. You can dispute that all you want. If you are, you were never in policing and you're just conjecturing on something you have no knowledge about because you want to gain some kind of partisan advantage, which is really sick. So there was a police shooting in Philadelphia. I'm going to play the video. Now, let me give you a little bit of a warning. Do a little bit of a countdown. So I'll give you a 5-second. I'm going to play the video. We're not going to play the whole thing, but we are going to play up until the shots are fired. So this is up for you to watch if you'd like to. Rumble.com/Bongino if you'd like to see the video. The man in question, the police were called to the house, has a knife, a bladed object in his hand, and is approaching these police officers and is within the danger zone of what the police would consider and what most tactics instructors would consider 20 feet or less is the real, sincere, life-threatening danger zone with a bladed weapon. Here's what happened.
Yo, this shit is crazy on me.
So as you can see, I'll describe it to you. You're on a street in Philadelphia. The man in question, who's alleged to have a knife, is walking around a car. It looks like his family's trying to stop him. The police officer then walk around. It's almost like they're circling around the car. Police officers then back up, giving him some space. They're not approaching him. He's coming at them. I want to be crystal clear. With a knife. He then emerges from between two parked cars, walks out into the middle of the street. The police take about three or four steps back, tell him to drop the knife. He doesn't drop the knife. They then engage with the firearm, both of them, and the man dies. Well, what resulted afterwards, ladies and gentlemen? Then we'll get into some quick commentary on this because, again, this is just, we're in a really, really untenable place right now as a functioning constitutional republic where every time there's a use of force incident, before there's been any administrative or criminal potential look at the case on the part of the police officer's actions, before there's been any of that, this happens. We have a looting of a Walmart because of like, what, justice or something? What is this? What is this? Black Lives Mattering? What is this? This is protesting? You're looting a Walmart. I guarantee you, you ask some of the people in this looting thing, what was the name of the person who was killed? They don't even know. What does this have to do with anything? You're looting a Walmart. How is this justicing or protesting or anything? Folks, we cannot function as a civilized society if when the people we entrust with enforcing our laws, the police, every time there's a use of force incident, before there's been any look at it, administratively or potentially criminally, if laws have been broken, before there's been any look at it, there's a process for this. We're out looting Walmarts. Where are the people outside of conservative media saying this is grotesque? The societal fabric will collapse tomorrow if the response to any use of force incident, no matter how clear cut or not, the response is going to be to burn down and loot your own city. There is a process, an administrative review if use of force guidelines are broken. If they were, the officers will know about it and will have to suffer the sanctions. My review of what I've seen on the tape, I don't believe they've broken any use of force guidelines here. If further review is warranted, there could be a criminal trial. There's a process. The process doesn't involve at any point going shopping for free at a Walmart you broke into at 11 o'clock at night. That's not part of the process. Why were they there, folks? Why were the cops there? You're paying these guys 40 and 50 grand a year. These guys are not making Warren Buffett type money. These guys and women, you're paying them. Why were they there? What do you think they were there? They got a call. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you hear in your neighborhood, God forbid, someone comes running down the block. There's a guy with a knife coming this way. What do? You go back and you lock the door to your house, right? Kids, get inside. That's not what the cops do. The cops turn around and hear, hey, there's a guy with a knife. And they run towards, not away from the problem, away towards. They were there because someone called the cops. You think they went there to shoot this guy? Maybe we can all sit back and not loot the Walmart while we find out what happened. Just a suggestion, folks. For those of you wondering about the tactics, and for some of the grossly misinformed ignoramuses, including a guy I heard on a podcast I listen to a lot, Econ Talk, he was on with Russ Roberts. It's this guy who, he's a professor, he analyzes police use of force from behind a desk. He's like, a lot of these people who were shot with knives. But you're not aware that a knife is a deadly weapon. Do you know how they work?
Terrible wound. Yeah.
You're darn right. And for those of you saying who have, again, have never been, this is what drives me crazy. They've never been through a tactics course, one of those community policing courses where they go through use of force ever. They know nothing about use of force guidelines. It was just a knife. There's a video shown in pretty much every police academy across the country. It's about surviving edge weapons. I encourage you someday to watch that video. And you'll see why roughly 20 feet, when you broach that 20-foot zone with a knife to a police officer, you are in a immediate deadly force. 20 feet? Come on, there's time to react. Really? Watch the video, smartass. Then tell me how easy it is to stop a man with a knife who's less than 20 feet away from you. Watch the video. And then come back to me and comment, because you don't know anything. That's not deadly force. Do you have any idea how quickly a man with a knife or a woman with a knife can close a 20-foot gap while you decide if you have to get your firearm out, engage it, get your sight on target, and fire? You have any idea? They're acting, you're reacting. Ladies and gentlemen, reacting is always exponentially slower than acting. They know what they're going to do. Charge. You don't know he's going to charge because he knows it, not you. But again, lecture me again how knives, because you were a professor and you've been behind a desk, how knives aren't a big deal. By the way, body armor is not even designed to protect against edge weapons. Did you know that? You probably didn't know that either. I'm not talking to my audience. You all are smart. I'm talking to the liberal dunces who watch this show who know nothing about nothing and think looting is part of the process. Ice picks, knives can penetrate body armor. There are seams in body armor too. You ever be, you took a jiu-jitsu class and they're like, he's coming at you with the knife. Block it. Listen, I love jiu-jitsu. I do it all the time. Folks, that's not how knife attacks work. You know how they work? That's how they work. Block that. Watch one on tape. It's not Jason Voorhees where people come at you with the block the knife. Block it with your Aikido moves. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not how that works. They come at you slashing, poking, and you're dead. You didn't learn that in your Black Lives Matter course, right? Or your Antifa rioting course. You didn't know any surviving edge weapon. Of course you didn't. You comment on it, though, all the time. Idiots. It's a process here. If these cops did the wrong thing, they'll pay the price. If they didn't do the wrong thing, then they will go on as police officers following their use of force guidelines, which is, I believe, looking from this video, unless I see other evidence to the contrary, they did. It's not to take away from the tragedy of the man losing his life. It's not to be diminished in any way. These are serious things. The man could have had some kind of psychopathology or mental disturbance. I don't wish death on anyone. But there are no easy decisions here, ladies and gentlemen. There are only less hard ones. All right, let me get to my last sponsor. I want to give you an election update. And listen, I get a lot of email from listeners, and it's typically pretty great. But I got one yesterday, which was stunning. Someone sent me an article of Mother Jones, which blew my mind. What if I told you Joe Biden was lobbying or running on a platform of banning fracking in the United States? So you have a job in fracking. He was going to basically get you fired while he was promoting fracking overseas, where his son was doing business with an energy company. This is from, I'm not kidding. Yes, I am not kidding. This is gold coming up. All right, folks, is that a tease for you or what? I'm not usually good at the tease stuff, but it's not my bag of donuts. That's a good one. Today's show also finally brought to you by our friends at GenuCell. Ladies and gentlemen, you're the first to hear about Zotique, the new deep correcting serum from our friends at Chamonix. Here's George from Chamonix. He's a CEO and founder. He says, the challenge was to get all the benefits of alpha hydroxy acids with no irritation, and then combine that with their liposomal technology to deliver pure vitamin C deep into the dermis where collagen is made. It treats many layers of the skin. The new Zotique Deep Correcting Serum from Chamonix means skin that is smooth as silk, free from redness, acne, and acne scars. Faster collagen production, the best serum I ever designed. Chamonix going in on this. This product is, my wife is a big, big fan. Zotique's increased firmness, smoothness, it diminishes adult acne, redness, and stress breakouts too. You can say goodbye to crow's feet and laugh lines too. And right now, try Zotique free when you order Gen Yourself for bags and puffiness. Luxury results and a 100% money-back guarantee. Can't beat that. Go to GenYourself.com for a free month supply of Zotique with your order. Order now and get a guaranteed free 3-day shipping. That's GenYourself.com, GenUCEL.com. Enter promo code, get ready, Dan40, D-A-N-4-0, Dan40 at checkout for an extra $40 off your order. GenYourself.com, GenYourself.com. All right, thanks, GenYourself. We appreciate you supporting the show. So first, so I don't want to miss my first tease and get it lost in the second tease, the tease of all teases. Election update. Ding, 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 ding. I said, Paul, we need a chyron on the bottom. Election, but like a little, siren at the bottom because the election's now less than a week away. Did you vote? Dan, you've asked 4 times. Stop being annoying. Very sorry. I want to win. Don't care about annoying. Did you vote? I'm just messing with you. Election update. So Miami-Dade County, Florida is the king of all swing states, right? I live in Florida. I've had the pleasure of living in the great Sunshine State for, is it 6 years now? 5? I always exaggerate by a year. It's not intentional. I don't know. My life's like a plus one all the time. So 5 years in Florida. I love this place. And Miami-Dade County, which is in South Florida, is a heavily Democratic county. Matter of fact, the joke in Florida is the more north you go, the more south you get in Florida. Northern Florida is more southern according to its voting patterns. Southern Florida is more northern, which is weird, but it is what it is. So Miami-Dade is a heavily Democratic county. So I was scrolling through various social media accounts to prepare the show, and I caught this rather fascinating tweet about what's going on in early voting and mail-in voting in Miami-Dade. And I have this section titled, Miami-Dade? Question mark. Really? I had to check this twice. These numbers are accurate. Check out this this tweet I saw from at MCI Maps. This is Matthew Isbell. He's some kind of a data analyst here. He says, quote, Miami-Dade holds the futures of both parties in its hands. And right now the GOP leads in turnout? Wait, don't pull this down. Wait. This is a blue county. The GOP's leading in turn. He goes on, while Democrats need black voters to show up at this Sunday's souls to the polls, Hispanic Democrats and non-party affiliates also lagged the GOP, a dynamic that cost Gillum and Nelson in 2018. That was the governor and Senate candidate, respectively, in the 2018 midterms, who lost to Ron DeSantis and Rick Scott. How the hell are Republicans in Miami-Dade County leading the Democrats and non-party affiliates in turnout? Dare we go back to my beginning of the show? Something's happening, folks. I can't put my finger on it. I don't know what's going to happen in the election. I'm not making predictions because either way, it burns you. If I tell you Trump's going to win, people get lackadaisical. I don't need to vote. If I tell you he's going to get crushed and lose, people get upset and don't vote. Just show up. Don't worry about the predictions, but do focus on the data. The GOP is ahead in turnout Miami-Dade. In case you don't believe me, by the way, if Trump were to win Miami-Dade, that's a huge loss. That's like a moonshot, like a 1% chance. Do you understand it would be the equivalent of like Trump winning California? You don't believe me? Look at the 2016 turnout, the New York Times. NewYorkTimes.com, a screenshot from my phone I took and sent over to Paula. Here were the results from the 2016 Hillary Clinton-Donald Trump election. There's Florida. You can see deep blue Miami-Dade there at the bottom right-hand corner. Miami-Dade, how many votes did Clinton get? 624,146. Donald Trump, 333,999. Ladies and gentlemen, you're talking about a roughly 300,000 vote difference in one county. And yet the GOP is ahead in Miami-Dade in early turnout. Tell me again how Trump's down 17 in Wisconsin. Listen, if he is, he is. I mean, we'll come on the air the day after the election. Hey, Trump lost by 17 in Wisconsin. It is what I can't. Like I said, predictions do us no good. I'm telling you, taking off for a moment, I mean this, my subjective conservative partisan hat, and putting on as objective as I can of an observer hat. If you're ignoring this, you're an idiot. How the hell is the GOP get out the vote machine, turning out voters at Miami-Dade in at higher numbers than the Democrats? If Trump loses Florida, I'd be stunned. Stunned. All right. This is classic. Paula did me a favor, pulled this gem from a couple weeks ago. Remember Biden on CNN during the Democrat debates? We're going to ban fracking. We're gonna wipe it out. Remember that? Come on, Dan. He didn't say that. No, don't listen to me. Listen to Biden on CNN. Here's Biden telling you in the energy industry, he's going to basically get you all fired and wipe out your job if you're in hydrofracking and natural gas. Cue up Biden here.
Just to clarify, would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those, either any fossil fuel.
Folks, that's Biden. That's not my spin on Biden. That's Biden. Now, the Democrats will say, be fair, he has since walked that back. Okay. He has said now multiple times he's not going to ban fracking. But so what you're telling me is Joe Biden's a liar who can't be trusted? Well, what's your take on that? I don't understand what your take is. Your take is Joe Biden lied in the primary, threatening the energy industry to get elected. And because he's a liar, he's now changed his position and admitted he's a liar. So you should trust him now? How I don't understand how that's any better. No, Dan, be fair. Biden has since said he will not ban fracking. He has. I am being fair. I just told you that. But how I don't understand how that helps you. So he's a trusted partner with the fracking industry who just admitted lying about the fracking industry. Oh, got it. Yeah, there you go. The verdict is in. Joe Biden wins again. How does that help you? What if I told you, hat tip that a listener sent me this, that Joe Biden, while he's on tape threatening to eliminate, we're going to wipe it out, the fracking industry, you just heard it, folks, that Joe Biden had promoted the fracking industry overseas in countries where his son was being paid huge sums of money a month to promote an energy company that was under investigation for corruption. That would be really weird, wouldn't it? You know what would be even more weird? This is crazy, Joe. If a liberal, and I mean liberal, I mean like they make Lenin look concerned. They make Lenin look like Ronald Reagan liberal. What if I told you a liberal outlet, Mother Jones, had actually reported on Biden as he's threatening to fire you from the fracking industry, was promoting fracking overseas because his son was involved with an energy company under investigation, involved in energy, you know, fracking energy. You don't believe me? Look at this Mother Jones piece. Oh, by the way, this piece will be in the show notes. Can you send this to your friends? How do we get the show notes, Dan? You go to Bongino.com/newsletter and just subscribe. It's free. I will email the newsletter is the show notes. I send it out every day. This article is in there today. Send this to your friends. And at the bottom, here's the headline, by the way. How Hillary Clinton's State Department sold fracking to the world. I thought the Democrats hated fracking. I don't understand. So they're liars? And if you scroll all the way to the bottom of this piece in the show notes, you'll see this puzzling paragraph. Because Joe Biden wanted to eliminate fracking. That's what he said. We're gonna wipe it out. Quote, Mother Jones, to the left of Lenin. Quote, during an April visit to Ukraine, which has granted concessions to Chevron and Royal Dutch Shell, Vice President Biden announced that the United States would bring in technical experts to speed up its shale gas development. Huh? What? Quote, for liberals, that means he said this. Joe Biden, we stand ready to assist you, promised Biden, whose son Hunter has since joined the board of a Ukrainian energy company. Quote, again, for liberals, that means Joe Biden said this. Imagine where you'd be today if you were able to tell Russia, keep your gas. It would be a very different world. So Biden's at home kissing the caboose of the AOC New Green Deal left. I said that way on purpose. I love it when Sean Hannity does that. The new green. I know it's the green. I prefer the New Green Deal for reasons I'm not telling you. So you're kissing the caboose of the AOC lunatics on the left, telling them you're going to ban fracking, which could cost millions of jobs across the United States. Nobody, no serious person doubts that. You're going to get everyone fired here while you're promoting fracking overseas because your son's employed by an energy company that would like a whole lot of fracking. It's my guy. Vote Joe. Joe Biden. Integrity is on the ballot. That's Joe Biden, right, Joe? As he said that, it's me. Character is on the ballot. Character. Oh, yeah, it's on the ballot, Joe. Just not the way you think it is.
All right.
Oh, it's on the ballot, all right. This guy is a lying fraud. Going to ban fracking, unless his son's getting a payoff. Then we're not going to ban fracking. I'm going to help you out with fracking. By the way, I never said we were going to ban fracking. No, it's on tape, Joe. No, I didn't mean that. I lied to you. But you can trust me now. I was lying then. I'm definitely not lying now. All right, one last block. I want to get to this because the tech tyrants are up on Capitol Hill. Zuckerberg, the hapless Jack Dorsey from Twitter, Google folks, you know, they hate conservatives. They can't stand us. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to get worse. If Joe Biden wins this election, I'm not kidding. I don't like exaggeration for effect because it discredits you over time. I know we can be sarcastic and kind of use humor a lot, but I'm not kidding when I tell you my days are numbered on Facebook and probably Twitter too. I understand that. I'm a conservative. I'm one of the most followed accounts on Facebook. I don't say that. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I promise you there's a point in this. Look at me. My Facebook's so great. No, that's not what any of this is about. Facebook skews a little older. A lot of older folks happen to lean Republican, conservative, even center right, and center left a little bit. They're naturally attracted to content that's conservative. This is not a shocker. I had to explain this yesterday to someone. People who keep asking questions, why do conservative pages do well on Facebook? Because it's a conservative older audience? I mean, is this puzzling? They can't have any of this. The tech tyrants at Facebook hate it that my page, Ben Shapiro's page, and Fox News continues to dominate. It drives them crazy. So I saw this article at the Washington Examiner. It was in the show notes from a couple days ago. Facebook is readying tools to limit the reach of, quote, misinformation. Let me translate that for you. Conservative posts, which would alter what millions of Americans see in their newsfeed. Mike Lee, Washington Examiner. Michael Lee, the reporter, not Mike Lee, the senator. Here's a screenshot from the piece. How they're going to crush misinformation, which, by the way, translates to conservative content. Check this out. Facebook says it's planning for the possibility of election-related conflicts. Meaning conservative posts will actually be seen by people, with tools developed to stop the spread of misinformation, which would limit the reach of popular posts as they go viral. They're just saying it now. They're just saying it. Folks, please sign up for our Facebook page and others, not just me, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, Dinesh D'Souza, Ben Shapiro, Michael Knowles, Matt Walsh, excuse me, Jeremy Boring over there, The Daily Wire, Bongino Report, all of them. This is not about me. And share it because they can't remove your share button. They can stop the algorithms from our content going viral. And they will if they don't ban us outright if Biden wins, which I'm already prepared for. That's why I'm involved with Parler. I'm already prepared to be banned. But their algorithms are trying to shut us down. They can't stop if you share the stuff. The only way they can stop you from sharing is by getting rid of your share button. Beat the algorithm. Share the stuff. My stuff, Ben's stuff, Mark's stuff, Sean's stuff, Limbaugh's stuff, everybody's stuff. Follow all of them, not just me. You think I'm making this up? Look at this. This was a Twitter account monitored by a writer for the New York Times. He monitors the top Facebook posts in the country. This was from a few days ago. Why are they coming after me? And why are they? I'm telling you, they're going to shut us down soon. The top performing links in the country, U.S. Facebook pages in the last 24 hours are from 1, Dan Bongino. 2, Dan Bongino. 3, Fox News. 4, Dan Bongino. 5, Dan Bongino. 6, Dan Bongino. 7, Dan Bongino. 8, Dan Bongino. 9, CNN makes an appearance. 10, Dan Bongino. You like my content? It's a Sally Field moment. You like me. You really like me. Just I'm actually being genuine about it. Joe knows I'm aging myself there. Joe's like, right? Remember that?
Yeah.
You really like me. Again, it's not about me. And any given day, Ben Shapiro and others are in that top 10 as well. Fox News, they're going to shut us down, but they can't shut down your share button. They're responding, ladies and gentlemen, to a small number of Twitter people and social media people, a very small number trying to pressure Facebook and others to pull us down and censor us. You don't believe me? Here's a tweet by Glenn Greenwald, an honest liberal reporter. There are some left. Matt Taibbi, Glenn, Aaron Maté. People actually report facts, even though they're lean left. He's quoting this article at Pew Research about the Twitter bubble. This is what Facebook is scared of. They're scared of the social media bubble, including Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, just 10% of Twitter users produced 92% of all tweets from U.S. adults since last November. And 69% of these highly prolific users identify as Democrats or Democrat-leaning independents. There you go, ladies and gents. There's the Twitter bubble summed up in data itself. A small pocket of hot pocket roasting, Malamar eating, basement dwelling loser liberals are in a basement pressuring the entire social media universe to get rid of everyone who's not them. Oh, and they will comply if Joe Biden wins. We will be banned from YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Again, that's why I'm Parler. I've always got a backup plan. All right, one last thing. This show's going unusually long, but this is important. Just to show you how misinformation spreads on Twitter and how other information is silenced, you're not going to hear a lot of this on Twitter, right? Here's Phil Kerpen on Twitter, at Kerpen, K-E-R-P-E-N, who's done a really great job on social media. Twitter Moments had a tweet up. You know, Twitter Moments where they can highlight a story and make sure everybody sees it. President Trump's claim that increased testing is leading to the rise in COVID cases is unsubstantiated, according to journalists and fact checkers. Phil Kerpen tweeted out a chart. The fact checkers must have missed this one, Joe. That when you adjust for testing, you'll notice the COVID cases were actually quite flat. You know, charts and data, you know. You can see the rumble.com/Bongino if you'd like to see the chart. You know, what Trump said, in other words, is true. But the Twitter Moments made sure that their fact checkers told you it wasn't, you know, charting, journalisming, data doesn't really matter to them. Whatevs. Again, that's why I'm involved with Parler and Rumble. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. Today's show was good. I feel good. If I do a not so great show, yes, I was a little worried. My whole day's ruined, no matter what. Nothing gets in my head worse than that. I love this show. So please spread it around, share the Facebook page, and subscribe to my account on Rumble, rumble.com/Bongino. I'd rather you watch there than YouTube. We shouldn't be making YouTube wealthy. And also subscribe to my show on Apple Podcasts and elsewhere. Really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, folks. I'll see you all tomorrow.
You just heard Dan Bongino.